Hi, this is Terry Rieselman, and welcome back to our Faith Builder podcast. Over the next few weeks, we are going to look at the topic of discipleship, what it means, and what we are truly called to do. If you look at the last entry in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 28, it's referred to as the Great Commission. This is when Jesus appeared to the 11 after his resurrection. He says, "All power on heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I command you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." So before Jesus departs, he's telling his disciples, and therefore telling us, to go out and continue the mission of his church that he modeled for us, and bring as many people along with us as we can. How do you think his disciples felt at that point? I'm guessing a lot like you might right now. I know I do. I hear the word discipleship and immediately get scared. The disciples had the advantage of having firsthand knowledge of who Jesus was. They got to physically touch him and witness his miracles. They basically lived the catechism of the church. But they still had so much to learn. How to spread the message of Jesus, how to reach and teach others and transform lives, and how to do it before they were persecuted and martyred for the faith. But what was the final promise Jesus gave them, and therefore us? He is with us always until the end of the age. We saw this first when they were in the upper room hiding out of fear. They saw the torment and torture Jesus endured during his crucifixion and knew the same fate could be waiting them. But the Holy Spirit came to them and rested upon each one of them like tongues of fire, and they became filled with the Holy Spirit. They received the gifts they needed to continue Christ's mission: wisdom, knowledge, courage and fortitude, piety, understanding, counsel, fear and wonder. Do these gifts sound familiar? Hopefully they do, because these are the gifts each one of us receives at our confirmation. So it sounds easy enough, right? Jesus modeled what we are to do. The Holy Spirit gives us the gifts we need to do it. Well, let's get going. If only life was that easy. Life wasn't at all easy for the first disciples, and it certainly isn't for us. One of the obstacles that we encounter is actually a gift God has given to us called free will. God wants all of us to love him and experience his graces and blessings, but only because we want to, not because he's making us. Free will allows us to decide for ourselves which path we want to follow. The obstacle occurs when we let things that are not of God influence us. By doing that, we tend to redefine who God is and start believing that God thinks just like us. We start to redefine his teachings to fit in with societal influences. Does this sound familiar? Well, it can't be wrong, because it makes me happy, and God wants us to be happy, doesn't he? Part of discipleship isn't just what we say, but how we act. It's about continuing to follow the teachings of Christ even when the world tells us they are outdated. It's also about being pastoral in our actions, even when we are the ones being persecuted. This is when we really need to call on the Holy Spirit to ignite these gifts that each one of us possess. No matter what happens, remember that Jesus will be with us always until the end. And if you wonder what's going to happen, read the book. Here's a spoiler alert: Jesus wins. Next week, we'll continue to discuss discipleship and what happens when we experience that spiritual dryness. Until then, stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.